This is a daily update for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. Every day, the liberals must scream their heads off every time they open up the newspaper or look at the news on the internet. So Donald Trump pulls out of the Paris climate deal, wanting a better deal. Europe says, no deal, you pull out now, we're not going to give you a deal. They're throwing up their own wall. He's saying, you know what, it was a bad deal for the American people. We shelter all the costs and responsibilities. There's other countries like China that are major polluters and they're not going to do anything for 13 years. So he said it was a bad deal, like all these other deals that Obama had made were all bad deals. But you know what, it makes me laugh because here's the Pope who gave Donald Trump like a signed copy of this book the Pope wrote about the climate. And that just goes to show the ego of the Pope. Here, let me sign the copy and you could have this and whatever. You know that? Whatever, man. You're the Pope. He's supposed to be a spiritual leader and he's not. But I'm not going to get started on the Pope. The media and everybody else says it's a slap in the face to the Pope and other world leaders, you know, like Merkel and Germany, whatever. And then all the people that I personally don't like or have respect for are all crying today because of this. And it's just entertaining. It's kind of interesting in a way. I'm like, wow, you know, all these people are like feeling the steel. Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, Donald Trump is dishonoring God. Barack Obama comes out and says, America has no leadership, you know, which is very funny because that's the way I felt for the last 8 years, 16 if you want to get technical. But yeah, that's great. Donald Trump came out and said, I will exit any deal that doesn't serve America's interests. So that's the cool part about it. And goodbye to Obama's legacy, which is pretty funny. Then you get crazy Maxine Waters who comes out and says, oh my God, now there's going to be more climate-relating shootings in my neighborhood. Climate-relating shootings? So not the shootings from criminals, gang violence, that type of thing. And then, no, they have no responsibility of their own, of course, because the shootings are climate-related. Are these people for real? Are they even listening to what the hell they say when it comes out of their mouth? Apparently not. So going down the trail of unreal, we go back to Hillary Clinton. Now there's a Hillary Clinton backlash over her blame game tour. So she's on tour pointing the finger, playing the blame game. So I'm going to read you some headlines alone. Here's the New York Post. Hillary's excuse tour hits a new low. Al Franken, politician, used to be a comedian. I never thought he was that funny. He said that she should just move on. CNN mocked Hillary, saying that, you know, the Russians must have cloaked Wisconsin so she couldn't find it on the map because she never went to Wisconsin, but yet blames Wisconsin for losing the vote. The Daily Wire actually printed a complete list and also, as they say, the ever-expanding list of Hillary's excuses for the election loss. Never blames herself, by the way. Peggy Noonan, Wall Street Journal, Hillary lacks remorse or conscience. So basically, Hillary Clinton's a laughingstock, pathetic excuse for a leader, a sore loser, and demented. If she's in the world of, I'm going to blame everyone but myself, and people are, you know, people aren't stupid. They're looking at this, and they're like, oh my God, you know, thank God she never got it. Look how delusional this woman is. You know, how could anybody have even thought about putting her forward to begin with to be a president, right? So in the world of delusional, we got Kathy Griffin. Now she lawyers up. Now she plays the victim. Kathy Griffin come out and says, Donald Trump bullied me by his policies. He broke me. I was watching the press conference just a little while ago, you know, and I could only watch a few minutes because I was just like sickened and also laughing hysterically at the same time, which was just too much to handle. And then she breaks down in these fake tears. Oh, he broke me. He broke me. With his policies, he broke me. And what he's doing, he broke me. This is Kathy Griffin, a master manipulator, somebody who planned this from the beginning of that photograph to this press conference with her lawyers, her bullcrap apology. I guess the apology is out the window since now she's saying that she has no responsibility whatsoever to this, that she's a comedian and cutting edge at that, and then people just can't handle her comedy and that type of thing. Her career is over now because that the Trump family's been trying to assassinate her career since they've gotten in. Ridiculous. And if you've ever heard what this woman says about Donald Trump, You will not feel any sadness for her. Nothing. She is a horrible, horrible person. And then just goes to show you what Kathy Griffin's all about. And then saying, it's a whole bunch of old white men who are trying to get me. She's a white woman. Kathy Griffin is a wealthy white woman in America. How is she playing the race card? Because she's a female? Because these men want to get rid of her. They're men. And she's a female. Enough of that crap. And people are not going to go to her shows. Anybody who does is going to be an angry hater, and that's the ones who will end up at her shows. But she can kiss her career goodbye. She's right about that. So it comes down to responsibility. Look at Illinois. Now, S&P and Moody's downgrades Illinois to one step above junk bonds, which means you don't want to invest in Illinois. So why is it going on? Why do they have the lowest ratings ever for a U.S. state? Because one, they can't agree on a budget. Two, they have underfunded pensions. Three, they owe $14.5 billion in back bills, unpaid bills, and $800 million of that is interest and fees. So they don't know how to run their state. And Chicago is a mess. Chicago is running the rest of the state down. The sanctuary city takes up tons of money. All the murders, all the crime. They can't even afford police officers. And then here they are trying to say, we can't pass a budget because all this infighting, right? Eight downgrades for this state at that's lowest ever. You can't take on the burdens of mankind. Not in one state, not in one country. The whole world needs to do that, if so be it. But the reality is, we are a nation unto ourselves. Sanctuary cities and tolerating all this gang violence, all these murders, that doesn't help anybody. Doesn't do any good for anybody. But it's unrealistic, which brings me to California. So California, they have a single-payer healthcare system that they're moving forward, right? They have no way to pay for it. It's going to cost them $400 billion. And then all the state lawmakers are saying, how are we going to pay for it? We can't pay for it. So this is the equivalent of somebody in a really nice department store shopping. They buy all this stuff, and then it comes time to pay, and they don't have any money to pay for it. And they look at other people, oh, are you going to pay for it? Can you pay for it? Oh, can you pay for it? That's California. So they don't know what they're doing, and they're running their state into the ground. California's got an unbelievably huge fiscal crisis, plus an environmental nightmare. And now you have all this radioactivity starting to wash up on the shore from Japan. So I think that California's got too many damn issues. And then for them to say we're a sanctuary state, another one. So here's another sanctuary state that has no money and they're failing and they're being downgraded and they're going. Illinois, California. When you look to these places, these people have lofty ideas, but let's look at socialism in Venezuela. People are starving, people are fighting. It's a nightmare going on there. The media ignores it. But the reality is those people are suffering under a socialist system. Socialism doesn't work. It won't work there. It won't work in California. It won't work in Illinois. And then I think that all these people have to get their heads out of their asses and start representing the people that put them in instead of representing people that they want to come here from other countries. Immigration's great. It made us strong. It's going to make us even stronger, but there's a right way of doing it. Anyway, today is Fish and Chips Day for a Friday, man. If you're thinking about going out there and having a nice meal, it's Friday. It's, you know, here in America, we're getting into summertime. Nobody wants to cook in the summer, really. Fish and chips, man. England got the best, but if you're here in the United States, there are good places around here that have good fish and chips, man. Not as good as England, but good. So today is also National Donut Day. So go out and have that donut. Go out and have some exotic donut. Don't even just settle on some crappy old regular donut. If it's going to be Donut Day and you're going to celebrate Donut Day, do it right and go out and get like some kind of like exotic donut, you know? And you can find places all around that have all kinds of cool toppings on those donuts. If you're going to do it right. Today is National Leave Your Office Early Day. So you leave your office early. You had your nice donut in the office. You're going to eat some fish and chips. So it's time to roll up those sleeves and get the hell out that door. Leave your office early and enjoy yourself. go home to your family early, do what you got to do, and or just go screw off, you know, go have a good day, man. Today is Rotisserie Chicken Day, so if you don't eat fish, you can go for some chicken. Rotisserie chickens are an enigma, aren't they? Because you go to the store, and then here's a regular chicken, not cooked, in the case, for like $10, $11. Then you stroll over to where this rotisserie chicken is, already cooked, a bigger chicken, nicer chicken, already done for you the whole bit for like $4.99. So, you know what? It doesn't make any sense, but there's some kind of chicanery going on with rotisserie chickens. And there'll be a conspiracy theories coming out, I'm sure. The rotisserie chicken conspiracy theory. But it's easy to grab, quick to grab. If you don't want to just eat the rotisserie chicken, you can pull it apart and do what you want to do and doctor it up how you want to doctor it up. Bang. Rotisserie chicken, quick, easy meal. Have it with some rice and salad, and you got something good going on. And today's also National Rocky Road Day. So after that donut, after your rotisserie chicken, after you rejected the fish and chips because they're not good here in America, you can go for Rocky Road ice cream. Everybody loves some Rocky Road. And then enjoy yourself and indulge, man. It's Friday. Friday on the Daily Update for June 2nd, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.